This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Powered by U Mobile. 5G now with you.
BFM 89.9, this is the Breakfast Grill. I'm Keith Kam. How do you build a brand that eventually becomes synonymous with a particular product that you don't actually manufacture? Synergy House Holdings is a company that specializes in ready-to-assemble furniture, but it does not have an actual factory that does this. However, they do focus on the design and development of the products that they put out, which are today found in homes across the world with the US, the UK and the UAE, counting as amongst their largest customer base. Today, they are waiting to debut on Bursa Malaysia's ACE market on June 1st in an exercise that should raise them some 34.4 million ringgit. In the studio this morning is Synergy House Holdings Executive Director Tan Yu Ta. Yu Ta, welcome to the studios.
Thanks, Keith.
In the intro, I did say that Synergy House is a furniture company that doesn't manufacture furniture, but that wasn't always the case. Your dad founded Synergy House Furniture in 1997. You guys did manufacturing at that time, but then all that changed when you came into the picture in 2004. If you could just take us through the thought process, you know, when you took over the business in 2004, what was it like?
It was a bit different at that moment, at that time. At that time, we do not have so much of internet thing. So at the year of 2004, when we took over the business, we have to sell our furniture through a very traditional channel where we have to sell to people like from the West, customer from the West or retailer or wholesaler. They have to come to our country through exhibition and we have to sell to them. So it was at that time. So from that time onward, we were thinking, hey, should we, instead of having the manufacturing, still doing the manufacturing, or we should like focus ourselves to something we are better at?
Okay.
I'm sure there are a lot of people, they are very successful on the furniture manufacturing, but we know our strength. Our strength is about talking, going around the world, seeing the world, and then understand their taste. So what we do is, so we decided that we should focus our strength and put our strength into D&D.
Right.
Instead of manufacturing ourselves.
But the manufacturing part wasn't doing too badly as well, right? It's just that the distribution wasn't quite there.
The manufacturing is doing good for the rest of the people. But for us, we think, because we have referred to a lot of company in the world, big company, like for example, people like Zara, people like, we don't have Zara at the time, but anyway, people like Zara, IKEA, and even Nike, all these people, they focus all their strength at understanding what market want, and then they produce, they come up with a design, and then they ask someone to produce for them, and then they focus on selling. So we're thinking, if we want to grow our business to a next level or to a company that is big enough, we have to choose.
So the reason was more to scale up your business.
To scale up, yes, exactly.
You, by that time, would have had already quite a lot of equipment to manufacture furniture, right? I mean, was that going to be a loss? How did you all get rid of that?
We just have to find someone who is willing to do and who is happily doing that. They want to take over some of the machinery. So we just sell our machinery at the marketplace, and then they take over the business, they take over the machinery, and then they produce the furniture for us instead.
So today, your focus is obviously on design and development, D&D as you call it. But how has operating expenditure changed for Synergy House? I'm also presuming that your CapEx is a lot lower today.
Yeah.
What is the, you know, just to give us some context, what's the difference like now and then?
As a manufacturer, we have to invest a lot of money on the machinery, which now is quite expensive, all the automation line and that. We have to pay a big money to get factories. We have to have foreign workers, a lot of foreign workers. You have to have a lot of raw material costs.
Right.
And this is actually what people are going through as a manufacturer. And at the same time, because machinery is like cars, they have to upgrade every 3-5 years.
Correct.
So they keep upgrading the business. So instead of doing that, we hire a lot of people in the office on a higher education. They are mostly they are like e-commerce people. They are like a D&D guy or designers, all located in Klang Valley, because we believe it's easier to get young talent in Klang Valley instead of in the like outskirts, like especially in Moa. So we have to make a decision. So at this point, what we do is we utilize all the fund, all the money into D&D.
Has it been easy hiring people to do design and development in this climate?
It's easier to do it now than before, because in the college, there's a lot of colleges nowadays, they do product designer, their furniture designer in particular. It's not that difficult, but to train these people up to the standard we want, that is different. We take usually 1 to 2 years to educate them, to make them a correct direction, and then after 2 to 3 years, they can come up with a more independent product.
In a way, Synergy House looks like you guys are trying to position yourself to be more of a brand owner versus being a manufacturer. I mean, you mentioned Zara and IKEA and all this. But then I look at your net profit margins, they are around 9 to 10%. I would have thought that, you know, not having to spend so much on manufacturing facilities can actually give you better margins. Are you not seeing that?
There's two ways of doing it. If we talk about B2B or B2C.
Yeah.
If we talk about B2B, regardless of you are running own manufacturer or not, your profit margin are being controlled by the buyers.
Okay.
They come in with a price.
Okay.
And then they'll say, this is the thing you can do. So that's why if we want to get a better net profit in the future, we have to grow our company more into B2C business concept, which we can decide our selling price. We can decide our models. I think that's what we are planning in the future.
What about the kind of pricing that you're getting from I think you've got 57 or 60-odd manufacturers that manufacture your furniture for you.
Yeah.
How do you control the pricing there?
Okay, first of all, we are a D&D company. And right. D&D company, a lot of people think we are just come up with design.
Correct.
Actually, it's not. We come up with design. We come up with a bill of material. We have to come up with all the specification. What kind of, to be a layman term means, we have to tell them what you bought, what raw material you use, what kind of, what's the size, how's the packaging cost, and we give them a list of the costs and tell them, hey, this is the cost of our product. So you have to give me a display. This is how we control them.
Okay. And in terms of, I mean, you mentioned you guys use a lot of wood as well. How do you ensure that it's sustainably sourced? Do you do inspections of your manufacturers?
Yeah, of course. Our step is, first of all, we'll come up with the samples. We will make a sample ourselves. We will do a testing ourselves. After that, we have the full documentation we send to factory to do a costing. So when the costing is approved, we ask them to do a pre-production sample for us to test. So at that time, our QC already have to go there and check the documents and their sample they produce to see if it's correct. And then during the production, our QC, once again, they'll do randomly on the inline inspection to make sure it's all done, the quality is as per what we expected. And then before ship out, we still have to conduct a final inspection. So we randomly take some percentage from the final goods, do some inspection, then only we send out. That's how we do a full control system.
Fast forward to 2019, Synergy House, it seems very prescient. You started to move into e-commerce really just before the pandemic. You are today on Lazada, Amazon, Shopee, also on your own site. How has the growth been, especially during the pandemic? If you could just paint us a picture.
During pandemic,
yeah,
e-commerce business was boosting.
And you started in 2019, just before,
we started,
right?
2019, but it was luck. We just started at the right timing. We just started our e-commerce at just 1 year before that, because we always wanted to be in the B2C sales model, especially selling in US. We have been thinking about that for more than 10 years because we have been seeing people doing that from the past, from China or even from someone we know, they already, or even our customer who is doing that. We have been dreaming about doing that. So that actually we started to plan. So we were lucky enough by 2019 we started it. But we actually, our planning, like we go and approach the Amazon people and all that, it took us 1 or 2 years. Because you set up a company, you have to buy product insurance, you have to go through all kind of trouble before we can go to a selling stage. So the lucky thing is, one, the selling is on. I'm not supposed to say luckily COVID came, but COVID pandemic came. it makes the business boost.
We understand you. are there plans to set up any brick and mortar at all? I mean, again, like, you guys are very similar to IKEA. They don't make furniture. Mm-hmm, they mm-hmm. use a lot of manufacturers. Is that in your plans horizon?
Up to now,
yeah.
At least we don't know about after 10 years, but from now on, we are a strong believer of e-commerce. We have been dealing with some of our customers in the past, B2B customer, like in UK, especially in UK. They have already doing business up to today, no store, no shop. So actually, we are the strong believer that e-commerce business is going to grow more and more. It's not going to go U-turn.
So brick and mortar is out of the picture?
I would say it's out of the picture.
On the Breakfast Grill this morning is Tan Yuta, Executive Director of Synergy House Holdings. On the other side of the break, we find out why Synergy House is looking to list on Bursa Malaysia's ACE market and what they plan to do with the funds they raise. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile. 5G now with you.
BFM 89.9. Welcome back to The Breakfast Grill. This morning, I'm joined by e-commerce furniture exporter Synergy House Holdings Executive Director Tan Yuta. Yuta, the majority of Synergy House's business is from the UK, which makes up about 42% of your revenues, the US about 39%. What was the process like building your name and demand in those markets? I mean, it's quite far-fetched for a small furniture manufacturer in Klang at that time, right?
Okay. So first of all, me and Mr. Tay has been in the business for long enough. Me, myself, is 26 years doing the same thing.
Okay.
We are producing almost the same furniture. We are doing export in the year of 1999 or 1999. So when we started the business, of course, it's not like for one, you can go to UK or US.
Right.
So what we do is at the beginning, the company was operating a lot locally. And then when we first joined the company, we started to sell to Southeast Asia country like Philippines, like Singapore, like Thailand, or sometimes to a little bit of Middle East. So when times goes by, we kind of trying to choose a customer. We say, can we expand ourselves into a more higher purchasing country? So we chose Europe at the time.
Okay.
So that's why we go to UK. We've been selling some item in Germany at the time. So by the times going by, after so many years, it shows that our understanding on the UK or Europe market has been strong enough. That's how we build our, because we know we are the kind of company who know how to build the furniture at the taste they want, at the quality level they expected, at the prices they are afford to pay.
Okay.
So when you talk about US, US is another way, because we started 2019, we started to explore ourselves heavily in US. So we spend the whole COVID time while we are we are not able to go to office, but actually our office still operate regularly. They all work from home. We have a connection system to connect everyone. We do all the research. So we are using, we are not wasted our last 3 years COVID time. Actually, in the last 3 years, we do a lot more study to understand the taste of American instead of UK.
You also studied in the US, I think.
We do. Yeah, we had a study. We do a twinning program, and then we do the last 2 years in US.
So that helped a lot as well?
That helps, but that was a bit too old-fashioned. It was 20 plus years. But anyway, it helps. At least it gives us a bit of like,
hey,
we
furniture.
Have to do a business the way the West is doing. We want to expand the way they are expanding.
Your business has so far been mainly B2B, which you say limits your ability to get a better profit margin. Many of your major clients are also well-known furniture retailers in the UK and the US, 75% of your revenues. What are plans like to grow your B2C segment?
We don't have a figure in hand, but of course we want to grow, putting most of our attention into growing B2C.
How are you going to do that?
We have to expand more country. Like at the beginning, we start with America and then we go to UK. And then we started to go to Canada. And even the US itself, we have started with one platform, now we got two. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can expand into further, we can expose into further platform, because our inventory more and more now are located in US. We just have to find someone, the platform who sell our product. So if we expand, and then moreover, we can also do something like adding the product line. Now we are only leaving bedroom and dining. So even bedroom dining, we can still expand, and we can also cross our line. We can go to kitchen. We can go to outdoor furniture, bathroom, or so on. So that's how we are going to do it.
But I would have thought that during the COVID pandemic and everyone was locked at home and everyone was improving their house, that would have been an ideal time to grow your B2C. Do you think you might have missed the boat by now?
If we would not started at that time, it would not grow that fast.
Okay.
But at this moment, still people are buying furniture. But people are still buying furniture. You know, furniture is like food. Now, whatever it is, you still have to buy. After a few years, you have to, you know, when people move from one city to another, they have to buy some basic furniture. So furniture market is always there.
What are you spending on advertising and promotion in those areas?
I don't have the number with me, but actually we to build, I think at the logic of selling business on e-commerce platform, you need a lot of promotion, a lot of advertising to make sure your item is being seen by the rest of the thing, especially when you're new in the, when your brand are not there, or when your product are new, or when you're going to new company, you of course have to spend some money to make sure your item is on top of the first or second pages.
And the name that you're going with in the US and the UK would be Synergy House itself, or are you using the Tomato Kids brand?
We could use other names.
And you haven't decided on which one yet?
No, we use another, but we never use Synergy House.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how is that branding picking up there? What's the name?
Brand name, actually, it took us some time to do it. We used a name called Galano. So that takes us some time. In the platform, actually, they give us two choices. Number one, you use your own brand. Number two, you can actually use their brand for start. So if we use their brand, the advantage is the brand are well known in their market. So it can get us easily get into the volume we want and to understand the whole market. So this was actually what we have done in the past year.
Very soon, Synergy House will become a listed company. The public issue of 25 million shares was oversubscribed by more than 14 times. So far this year, though, amongst the ACE market listings, this is the lowest oversubscription rate. I mean, compared with most recently, we had CloudPoint 113 times, AutoCount.com was 167 times. I mean, talk to me about the response you got from the roadshow that you conducted in the lead up to the prospectus launch. I mean, 14 times, like over 100 over times.
Yeah.
Are you concerned?
I'm not. I'm not. Because, first of all, there's two things. First of all,
I mean, what do you think this says about investor interest and confidence towards what you guys have to offer?
Okay, put aside the confidence. First of all, we are at a month or at a week of four listed company in front of us. Like, there's four of us. There's four of them or three of them or four of them in front of us. So all these people have taken out a big chunk of the market money. That's one thing we can understand. Secondly, we also think there's a lot of the public, they misunderstood us as an industry player, as the manufacturer. They don't see us as a cross-border e-commerce seller. So as an e-commerce seller, it's totally different thing than a producer. So I think this is something we need to keep on telling people, hey, what are we different than them? Because we just have to tell.
Your IPO price is at 43 cent a piece, meaning you're planning to raise some 34.4 million ringgit. In your prospectus, you said that the bulk of this would be used to secure a fulfillment center in Mua in Johor. You have always been based in the Klang Valley, your head office in Shah Alam. Why Mua?
Okay, we still buy a big number of product from Mua. That is the reason why we put our fulfillment center in Mua.
There's also no fulfillment center at the moment anywhere in the country. Am I right?
No,
so this funding is to actually build a fulfillment center. But how has it been working?
This is a bit misunderstood. The funding is not to build the fulfillment center. The funding is to fund us to buy more inventory.
Okay. So, I mean, you didn't have a fulfillment center before this.
We don't have a fulfillment center at the moment. We are located a place because now most of our item, as I told you, we have been keeping most of our inventory now overseas in UK and US.
Those 98 e-commerce
fulfillment
centers
is all owned by other people. So instead of we put one more month further in their warehouse, we were thinking, why don't we pay US dollar and pound for the warehouses? Why don't we just make one in locally, which I think makes a lot of sense, right? This is actually to cut down a lot of our time and put a lot of risk down. And also, this would give us more flexibility on sending different items to different warehouses by demand.
In terms of revenue, right, if I look at your 2019 numbers versus 2022, covering the COVID lockdown period when people purchased furniture, the growth is really nice, 69%. What are you guys doing to maintain this trajectory?
We just have to expand more on B2C, expand more items. And then actually, you can see after the COVID, we can see some of the B2B customers still, they still show us some aggressiveness on doing new development and talking on the new orders and all that. So we are seeing that good trend.
Still on your financials, this is another thing that came out at me. It's about your dividends. You paid out 13,400 ringgit in dividends in 2020. This compares with about 2,100 in 2019, 6.3k in 2021, 5.9k in 2022. The 13.4K in 2020 is like more than double what you paid out the most. But at the same time, you were also taking on more debt. You drew down 20,000 in revolving financing in that year. Why pay out dividends if you're going to be taking out loans?
That's a lot of loans actually, basically. It's all to the inventory at that time. It's mostly because we are new in inventory. And there's also some loan because of the fixed asset. Because there's a lot of people, they do not understand. Okay. As a Synergy House, we actually have invested some asset for the future use. Like we have actually a piece of land of 7 acres in Klang. We have a piece, we have a warehouses, we have showrooms and all that. Actually, there's a lot of big chunk of the money loan. Actually, it's for long-term loan where we are getting ready for the future.
Okay, so are there plans to be paying out dividends after you guys list? Or
it all depends on the performance. It all depends on the performance and the decision. Of course, in our sense, we have to first make sure the business are growing, make sure we got enough. Of course, if that comes, we definitely are going to consider that.
Finally, looking at your offerings, you so far only feature living, dining, not so much dining. Bedroom furniture is your mainstay. And you're not so much targeted to office as well, and certainly not the kitchen and bathroom and outdoor furniture. What ambitions do you have towards this direction after more than 2 decades in the business? I'm sure you've got a lot of experience here.
Okay, we have to differentiate the home furniture and office furniture is two different stories. Two different business. So the office furniture, we is something not in our mind.
Okay.
Okay. Every room, there's only one kitchen, only one living, only one whatever. But there's more than 2 to 3 bedrooms. So that's why we started with bedroom set. Of course, in the future, we are going to expand ourselves into other category like bathroom, like you say, because there's more bathroom. But there's less bathroom furniture in bathroom.
That's true.
Right? So we have to go with dining, living, until we occupy the category only we think about outside.
I see your strategy there. Yuta, thank you very much and all the best for Synergy House's market debut.
Thank you.
I have been speaking to Tan Yuta, Executive Director for the soon-to-be-listed furniture exporter Synergy House Holdings. This has been The Breakfast Grill. I'm Keith Kam for BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile. 5G now with you.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.